This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. In March, the city of Detroit made a threat to residents who were behind on their water bills. Pay up, or we'll turn off the spigot. A few things made that threat noteworthy. For one, it applied to about half of the city's customers. Before declaring a 15-day moratorium last week, Detroit did turn off some of the taps, setting off local protests. There was grumbling from the judge overseeing the city's ongoing bankruptcy case. There was even condemnation from the UN. And one more detail, corporate customers and branches of government are also behind on their water bills, to the tune of millions of dollars. Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
Officials say they've cut off water to almost 19,000 residents. Daryl Latimer is the Water and Sewerage Department's deputy director. He says the shutoffs were always intended as a scare tactic to combat what he calls a culture that's developed.
Since you're not cutting me off, I'm not going to pay you. And what we found when we've shut residents off, that 60% are coming in and paying.
The city could not say how many businesses have had their water shut down this year. But Latimer says he's been going after corporate deadbeats, too. Often, they're disputing part of their bill, and negotiating takes time. He says that paid off with Chrysler Group. The company gave the city a check for $2.9 million, and the city recognized that some of the properties in dispute Chrysler no longer owned. Shay Howell is a volunteer with the People's Water Board Coalition.
Many, many residents also have problems with their bills. They also have issues they'd like to talk to the water department about, and they can't even get through on the water department service lines.
She says customers report wait times of up to 4 hours on hold. Janice Beecher runs the Institute for Public Utilities at Michigan State University. She says the scale of Detroit's problems make it unusual.
What we don't have in the water sector is a really clear policy for coping with something like this. So in some ways, it's a learn-as-you-go process. I do think it will go down as a case study in this sort of problem.
Residential shutoffs are due to resume next week. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.